Sharam, and a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 6:40 p.m. Mishnah tells us we are in Masechta Kelim. We are in the 12th parak. We're going to learn Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah begins, Kneimos Naim Shel Sarokos. Let's see, you have a comer's balance scale. It was used by linen and wool comers to figure out how much weight is there on the processed wool. So Tamei Mipnei Onkolos, you have to understand, the beam is able to become Tamei because the hooks are made out of metal. And by the way, Vishal Balabatim, but if it was not owned by the experts, so then Emiyishbo Onkolos Tamei, then it depends, because there the question is, do the metal hooks exist, do they not? In which case, it could become Tamei or not. Unkalin Shel Katofim Tahora, the hooks on the poles that the porters use when they carry things, that's going to be tahor, right? Why is that? Because these hooks are insignificant, right? And we'll see that in a second. Vishal Rochlin, but if it belongs to the peddlers, so then to Mary, we're going to see that what? It's going to be tummy because it has a base kibble, right? It has a place to hold on to things. To it's a receptacle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shal Rochlim, Shal Lefanav, Tamev, Shal Achor, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, one second. It depends. You use the one, the peddler uses the one in front of him, and the back one is only just a counterweight, right? So therefore, he says, that's not going to be able to become Tameh, and that's the way he paskids. Uncle Dargash, what about the hooks that hold a Dargash bed? It's a metal bed, it's a wooden frame with metal hooks that hold a piece of leather in place like an army cot. So Tameh, so that's going to be Tameh. They shall not cleaten, but if it's for the bed poles, so then that's Tor. Right, as the Naklita Amita were put in the middle of the heads, one at the head of the in the middle, one at the head of the bed, one at the foot of the bed, and you put a cross beam, and now you got a tent going down the sides of the bed, right? So that's the hook that we're talking about. Shalshida Tamea. If it's a hook of a chest, it's going to be tummy, but the hook, the shalakon of a fish. Of a fish trap, so then tahora. Shal shulchan, if it's a hook on a table, that's going to be tamei. Shal menorah sa'etz tahora. If it's attached to a wooden menorah, a wooden light system, it's going to be tahora. And why is all of this? So there's a general rule that comes into play over here. Zaklal. Kola mechuba letamei tamei. If it's attached to something that can become tamei, then it's going to be tamei. But if something that's going to be attached to something that's tar, it's going to be tar. But as far as the hooks, each one is tar on its own. When it stands on its own, it's going to be tar. But if you have the metal cover of a tenny, which is made out of metal, tenny is a type of basket, right? So Rabban Gamliel metame, b'chachame metarin. Rabban Gamliel says that that metal cover is tame. It stands on its own, and the Chachamim say Torah, it's not, it doesn't have its own name, Vishal Rofim Tamei, but the metal cover of the tenny of the doctor's stuff, that's going to be considered Tamei. Right? Hadalas Shebemigdol Shal Balabatim, what about the door of the cabinet that belongs to the Balabatim? That is Tahora. Right? Vishal Rofim Tamei, but the door of the cabinet that belongs to a doctor, he's got to have, he uses it as an additional kli, it's going to be able to become Tamei. Hayituchim Tameim. Right, tongs are kelim by themselves. Right, they hold a crucible, so those things are kli by themselves. But prachim tahorin, there's a discussion as to how to translate the term prachim, but we seem to understand that it's attached to a stove, and it may be some sort of internal tongue that's attached. It's an attachment that's inside of the oven. Akrav habad tameya. The akrav of the olive press is going to be tameh. What's the akrav of the olive base of the olive press? It's a metal piece that that people use to help with the pressing of the olives. Unkli shebek salim, but if you add a hook in a wall, Torah is going to be Torah because kol amachuba lekarka kikarka dami, and so therefore in that situation it doesn't have the ability to become tameh. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.